Greetings, friends. Today's topic is certainly a juicy story about an important serviceman during World War I. Rabbi David Goldberg proudly served sailors in the United States Navy during the Great War as a chaplain. Prior to Goldberg, no Jew served in this position. Goldberg is considered to be the first Jewish chaplain in the Navy. Before his service, chaplains, regardless of their faith, were required to wear a cross as official insignia of the U.S. Navy. On May 10, 1918, Goldberg wrote to the Bureau of Navigation asking that I be permitted to substitute for the collar insignia of the Latin cross as worn by the Army and Navy chaplains of the Christian faith, the collar insignia known as the Shield of David, now worn by Army chaplains of the Jewish faith. I give the following reasons for making the above request. A. It is unnatural for a Jewish rabbi to be represented by an insignia which is decidedly non-Jewish. B. The sight of the insignia renders impotent the influence which I should have with my co-religionists in the service were the insignia in any way expressive of my vocation. Goldberg's request acknowledged that the Navy had not taken into consideration the possibility of Jews serving as chaplains or a sailor not being a Christian. The rabbi was committed to enabling Jews to receive religious services and dignity. The Navy responded to Goldberg saying, "Due to the fact that the Shield of David is now used as insignia by officers in the Army doing duty with the General Staff, it is impractical to adopt this insignia for chaplains of Jewish faith. The Bureau desires that you send any other suggestions." The Navy's response suggests it was interested in also adopting a Jewish insignia. The Bureau of Navigation did not desire to copy the Army. The Navy wanted its chaplains to be distinct from the Army's servicemen of faith. On July 5, 1918, Goldberg suggested a new insignia that was appropriate for Jews and Christians. His intention was to have a symbol that was universal for naval personnel, regardless of their creed. Goldberg advocated using the shepherd's crook, the instrument used to maintain a flock of sheep, and his second choice was the two tablets, symbolic of the Ten Commandments. He explained that I would be delighted more with the device of a shepherd's crook as a universal insignia. Goldberg's ideas were not accepted by all his peers. Goldberg's concept for a universal symbol for all chaplains was controversial. The rabbi claimed there were supporters of it. However, several people were against it due to the cross bearing significant religious import to the Christian faith. Goldberg's fellow Christian chaplain, John B. Fraser, claimed that many chaplains of his faith were content wearing the cross, and in his own words said, "I say that the cross is dearer to us than any shepherd's crook or any other crook could possibly be." Fraser proposed to Goldberg that suggesting this change should only apply to him. Goldberg's outlook on religion differed from his colleagues, and he was considered to be insensitive to many Christians serving in the Navy. Rabbi Goldberg shared this problem among rabbis outside the Navy to seek guidance and insight on how to resolve the problem. Goldberg's correspondents were friends like Harry Cohen and Dr. Louis Grossman, past president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, raised the issue to important rabbinic leaders to properly address the topic. Cohen remarked that the cross insignia discredited him as a rabbi. Grossman cautioned Goldberg to not remove it in haste, for it would incur a scandal and punishment. However, Grossman did not favor him continuing to wear it. He expressed to Goldberg, "Statements have been made to me that you are wearing the cross on your uniform as a U.S. chaplain. I suppose you know that the Navy's made it optional for you. I am also told that your attention has been called to the matter by the Jewish Board of Welfare Work in the Army and Navy. It is my duty as president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis to request you to represent the Jewish people and Judaism, not only with the dignity that conforms with the office, but with the consistency with the religion which you are expected to preach and exemplify." Goldberg's decision to continue wearing the cross evoked disdain. Grossman's response does not take into account the pressure on Goldberg to conform to the Navy's regulations. Goldberg explained that he was not permitted to wear the Star of David. He was permitted to wear the Shepherd's Crook, that he dressed throughout his regular naval service that ended in 1919 until his reserve duty was completed in 1942. In a letter written to Commander C.M. Dury of the Chaplain Corps on January 25, 1945, Goldberg described himself to be more of a chaplain who was a Jew than a Jewish chaplain. Goldberg acknowledged that a chaplain, regardless of his faith, was obligated to serve all seamen, regardless of their religious denomination. Goldberg's service to America laid the foundation for future prospective Jews to serve in the Navy as chaplains without being obligated to wear a cross while dressed in uniform. His work was a valuable contribution towards bettering the condition of the American Jew. Chaplains serving the Navy after Goldberg were able to represent the United States in combat as Jews. Today's contemporary insignia for Jewish naval chaplains is composed of a Star of David above the Decalogue.